We noticed that there were a number of tracks that were multiple tracks that would go around bogs. You would see disturbance through dunes and particularly sand. You would also see damage to marsupial lawns through four-wheel drive access.
Just how unique are the Aboriginal middens and the different cultural heritage values in that part of Tasmania?
From my perspective, they are unique. And I think they're unique if you look at the whole of Australia. The petroglyphs and the middens are some of the most significant that we have in this state. And it's disappointing to see some of them damaged.
When you were in that part of Tassie on the west coast doing that restoration work, what kind of activity did you see by the four drivers in that area? Were they following the rules?
That's an interesting thing. I think there is a small selfish few that do significant damage to areas within the coastal region. The majority of four-wheel drivers are responsible, but unfortunately we have to cope with these few that are very inconsiderate.
What kind of disrespectful and selfish kind of behaviour did you see? Can you give some examples?
Well, one of the examples, we actually did some fencing to protect some of the Aboriginal heritage areas, and within 24 hours those fences were driven over and knocked down. Some of the tracks and some of our machinery was damaged, and that was several years ago. Also you could see tracks through dunes and through middens. Definitely there was damage to Aboriginal areas of significance.
With the government's election promise to open up some of those tracks that were previously closed to four-wheel drivers, do you think that that is something that should be promised by a government?
Look, that's a really hard question to answer. Again, I would stress that there are a vast majority are responsible. But how do you control the selfish minority? And that spoils it for others. If we go to the length of controlling the selfish groups, their access, that affects the other people that are more responsible. And I don't know, it's not a simple answer.
We've recently seen footage of four-wheel drivers covering up their number plates and driving in restricted areas, and that's now when this debate is at its height, really. So do you have any faith that those selfish minority that you call them will actually adhere to the rules?
Look, there are those that are legitimate four-wheel drivers and they may do some damage, and often it is accidental. But that was blatant. That was blatant. If you cover your number plate and you deliberately drive through the dunes, through the area, obviously you are there, again, with, you know, just the motivation is just a selfish motivation. And unfortunately, that, again, as I stressed before, that spoils it for others. And I think they're going to be difficult to control without some level of enforcement within that area, and probably the current level of enforcement is not sufficient to keep them out and to protect the areas. So if more four-wheel drivers are using that area, we would probably have to look at greater enforcement, more people on the ground.
You've worked in that area trying to build fences and protect the Aboriginal middens. How hard is it to do that in that area? And do you think that anything could be done differently to have better protections of the middens?
Financial resources are limited. Education is probably the best form of protection. We have to allocate resources to the education. We do have four-wheel drivers that come in from the mainland. Licensing, fees, education are areas that I see would help improve protection.
You're from Smithton, you're from the far northwest. You've spent a lot of time in mine rehabilitation, native forest and land restoration. So you've got an interesting view because you've been up close in that West Coast area, but you also know the community here. What kind of education would work, really, to solve the problem?
I think education probably has to come from within. We have seen that there are a lot of legitimate four-wheel drivers that want to be able to use the area for recreational purposes. They do not want to damage the environment. Part of the education has to come from within. and from within the community. I think recent media coverage, that's a form of education, but as I say, I think there needs to be more awareness within the four-wheel drive community, and I think we're getting there with, as I say, the majority, greater enforcement to hammer those that don't respect the features of the West Coast that are so unique and significant.